is the Freedom Talk Show with Veronica.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to the Freedom Talk Show with Veronica. My name is Veronica Blay. Today on the show, I am joined by award-winning journalist, reporter, and producer, Raven Simone Ford. Raven, how are you doing today?
I am good. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for taking the time and speaking with me today. You are looking great.
Thank you so much.
So the reason why I wanted to talk to you today is because you are a young entrepreneur, you are a journalist, a producer, a reporter. I want you to tell me a bit about your journey and what led to you wanting to becoming a journalist.
So I always had a passion for writing and telling stories ever since probably middle school. Every day I write, I journal. It ranges from writing music to just writing in a journal to writing stories. So I didn't figure out what I wanted to do career-wise until like my early 20s. Mm. And it actually happened after a bad breakup. I was just so sad. I didn't know what I wanted to do in life. So I took a trip to CNN in Georgia with one of my friends, and I went to the CNN Center, and that's where it hit me that I wanted to be a journalist. So after that, things kind of took off. I searched for an internship and landed an internship, and from there, 2 years later, I got my first job in journalism. So it kind of happened kind of fast for me, and I'm blessed in that. And now I'm back in my hometown in Ohio, doing what I love. And it's kind of a blessing. It doesn't feel like a job because you do what you love every single day. And you meet so many people. Mm-hmm. It's so amazing. And I'm so grateful that I was able to figure things out, you know, in the midst of a heartbreak, as you would say, figure things out. And I've been happy ever since. So it's kind of like a blessing in disguise, as you would say.
Well, you are glowing. So I know that reading your biography, I know that you just made a big career move as from a reporter to a producer. So did you see any risks in making that decision to becoming a full-time producer, and how has that been so far?
So I kind of went back and forth. I just had a baby girl.
So hey, congratulations.
Thank you. So it was kind of, you know, you got to factor in all these things. You know, being a reporter, you have to be out in the field. You have to, you know, travel sometimes. Your schedule is not always, you know, the same. It's kind of everywhere sometimes. And then you're out with COVID.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a risk factor. And then it's kind of getting a little dangerous also. So it's like, you know, what is the best thing for me and my family? And I think that taking that role as a full-time producer just fit so well with me becoming a mom. And, you know, I reached out to news directors. I'm like, hey, what if I do want to go back to reporting? You know, because I love them both. I love reporting and I love producing. There's no one above the other. So the feedback that I got was that it wouldn't be impossible to go back. So, you know, it's like in the advice that I received earlier in my career was that you move up quicker as a producer.
Okay.
So it was, through my journey, it seems that to be true because, I mean, I applied for some positions as a producer and I got response back quickly, quicker than I was prepared for, actually. So it was a great decision. And I will share this with you is that what I noticed is that there were a lot of people that were making that transition from a reporter to a producer. I don't know what the trend or the inspiration behind it or the reason behind it, but there's a lot of people making that same transition. So it's kind of, it kind of gave me relieved.
Okay.
To see others taking that same path right now. So I, as far as right now, being in my new full-time producer position, I love it. And even though it's a little bit on the earlier side, mm-hmm. 3 a.m. I've been up since 3 a.m.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it is, it's been amazing.
Oh, I'm truly glad to hear. I had to adjust my seat here so we can both be on the same level. Another thing, being, I know you mentioned that you were a new mother. Congratulations, yes. By the way. So being a mom and being in such a male-dominated field, we all know this, that, I mean, things are changing now and things are getting better now. You mentioned in your biography that someone had told you to go with the salary that they gave you. And you declined that and negotiated your own salary and what you wanted. Can you share a little bit on that and how you got to be paid what you deserved and what you wanted to be paid?
So I was, you know, talking with some family and they were just like, you know, you should just take whatever they give you. But I think it was coming from the sense that they just wanted me home. So they just didn't care what the offer was, just mm-hmm. as long as I was coming back. And so I had a few offers, but I knew, I researched the market. I researched, you know, for my level of experience mm-hmm. and then compared it to my personal needs and what, how that would be met. And that's how I came up with my figure. And, you know, they're going to ask you why should we give this to you? So I think being prepared to answer that is what helped me accomplish getting what I wanted. And I would say if I would have went in and just and accepted what they offered, I would have been short $5,000 to $10,000.
Wow.
So, you know, I think that the worst that they could say no. Mm-hmm. So definitely don't be afraid to step up to that table and step up and know your worth. Mm. You know your worth and you speak on it and prove it and show them, you know, this is what I can bring. 100% they will meet you there.
That's amazing. That's the word right there. So
yeah, it was my first time ever negotiating. So I'm so proud of myself for that small, or I should say big accomplishment, because I never done it before, so I didn't know what the outcome would be. Mm-hmm. I could have said no.
Yeah, you listen to so many women, successful women, and they tell you that the biggest issue in corporations and with companies is that women are afraid to tell exactly how much they want, you know. But when a man wants something, he just goes out there and says, okay, I want to be paid this, pay me this, and give me this, and they do it. So I'm glad that you set that pace up, and I'm glad that you shared that story, because that actually encouraged me.
Yeah, I get so many messages about, you know, how did I go about it?
Yeah.
All I can say is research, you know, mm-hmm. research your area, figure out what works for you, figure out what they are offering in the area. And I mean, don't go in with some crazy amount, because,
yeah,
you know, they can only do so much. But, you know, go in at a reasonable price, start high, and, you know, bargain and negotiate. Mm-hmm. You know your worth. Your worth will help others see that as well.
So what pushes you out of your comfort zone?
You said what was...
What pushes you out of your comfort zone? What makes you go to the limit and say that, okay, you know what? I'm going to get this done. I'm going to achieve this.
You know, there's not a lot of things that will put me out of my comfort zone. Even with me being a producer, and this is a whole different kind of newsroom. It's nothing compared to other newsrooms I've mm-hmm. been in. But I know, I went in knowing that. I went in knowing that there's going to be a learning curve. Mm-hmm. So when you get into the mindset of knowing that there's going to be a challenge, mm-hmm. you can be prepared for that, where it's not a burden, and it's not damper in your spirit that you won't get it. Mm-hmm. You know? So I think it's all about your mindset and being prepared and telling yourself, hey, I don't get it now, but I will get it.
Mm.
You know, that's what it everything is about, your mindset. And that's what I'm learning as I'm getting older.
Mm.
Of course, it would have been intimidating when I first started, you know?
Yeah.
But now that I've had that experience and I know, you know, take my time, learn what I need to. As my previous news director said, you want to crawl, walk, and then you run.
Mm.
So that's what it's all about.
So what advice will you give to a young woman who is trying to be on the same career path as you, since you said, Raven, I want to be like you. When I grow up, I want to be like you. So what advice will you give to that young woman?
I would just say research everything. You will find in research or even finding a mentor. They mm-hmm. will help you. You know, don't be afraid to reach out to someone you look up to mm-hmm. or someone that's in your career field, because they can only help steer you in the right direction.
Yeah.
So, you know, having that mentor to go to and bounce things off of. Also, like I said, research. Those few things. And the biggest thing, I know young journalists think, oh, the degree is the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's important, but it's not as important as having the real and having that experience. So, mm-hmm. trying to get an internship will be your ticket in. You know, mm-hmm. it's that experience that you'll have. It's that the reel that you'll have, because they ask for that
mm-hmm.
on every application for a journalist. They mm-hmm. need that. So submitting your degree and your resume isn't something that will necessarily help get you in the door
mm-hmm.
as opposed to your reel, your resume, and your degree. So do all that you can to get some kind of internship or work at your station at your school. Even if you don't make it into an internship or don't find one, trying to do something at home, create a reel at home, get mm-hmm. creative.
Yeah.
If you are that passionate about getting in, you will find a way.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Thank you. So on a more fun question, I know that you're a new mom. It is fun and also it's very serious. With the current climate of our world right now and of the United States too, especially, you know, with the Black Lives Matter movement and being a new mom, what are some of the fears that you have in regards to your newborn baby growing up in this world climate?
I think that, you know, being a new mom, there's a lot of things that I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I have to take a step back, which is why, you know, going from reporter producer to producer, you kind of got to research a lot and make decisions that are what's best for you and your baby and your family. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's so imperative to critically think every decision through.
Mm-hmm.
Even I know my child's not old enough to go to school yet, but you know, if she was, would I be sending her to school with mm-hmm. this virus? And then you get into the BLM and it's like, you know, how do you teach her
yeah.
about this? You know, how do you prepare? There's so many things and so many steps and so many things that you have to speak to your child about,
mm-hmm.
which I kind of had some time. She's only mm-hmm. 4 months, but oh. you kind of got to prepare
yes.
them for these things.
They and grow up so fast.
Yeah, they do. She's growing so fast, but you know, you kind of got to prepare. And I think that in the long run, I am prepared to have those conversations. I mean, right now we're in history.
Mm-hmm.
We are in history. We're living through it. So I definitely, it is a crazy time right now. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we get through it and I can teach her and walk with her and be the best mom I can be to help her achieve the goals like I have.
Oh, that's beautiful. So where do you see yourself in 5 to 10 years?
You know, I'm such a planner that I map try to map out every aspect of my life. And I've sat down and I thought about it, you know, will I be returning to reporting? Mm-hmm. Am I going to go higher up and try to get into corporate? Do I want to try to work for the government level, you know, take it to the White House? There's so many different roads I can take with this industry. So I think I'm at that crossroads of returning to reporting or taking it a step further and shooting for the stars. So I think that's yet to be determined, but it's one of the two.
Well, I must say that you are already on the right track with your career path. And being so strong, people don't think that being a mother is a job, but I always say it's another job from the job. And so you are already doing that, and I commend you for that.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Is there anything you have coming up that we should know about?
I don't think anything as far as career-wise, but I do think I am going to try to start being more involved in the community and getting out there. I know I get a lot of messages and things and events to come to, so I'm going to do a little bit more of that, getting out there. I know it's going to be kind of crazy being a mom and work. I'm trying to do it all, but I'm going to try to be super mom here. I know it's crazy, but I think that's it for the most part, and I'm just really excited.
Oh, well, we here at the Freedom Talk Show are also excited for you. And please keep us posted on anything that comes up. And you are always welcome to come back and chit-chat. And, you know, I loved having you today. Before I let you go, I just want to say thank you. Thank you also for, you know, taking the time out of your busy day to speak with me today. And again, thank you all so much for joining us today on the Freedom Talk Show with Veronica. My name is Veronica Blay, and our guest today was Raven Simone Ford. Thank you all and have a blessed day.